Spring may be postponed, but high school sports news never stops. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISPSports.net Minute brought to you by SportsEngine.com. More high school sports news after this.
WISPSports.net is honored to serve as your go-to source for high school sports coverage in Wisconsin. We couldn't do it without being powered by Sports Engine. Sports Engine provides us with a world-class website, allowing us to keep our focus on bringing you the best and most complete news, analysis, stats, and information on your favorite teams and players. Leagues, clubs, teams, and schools across Wisconsin are already using Sports Engine for their sports technology, and we recommend you do as well. Check them out at SportsEngine.com.
There have been some bad springs weather-wise for high school sports in the state of Wisconsin, but 2018 may take the cake as the worst. Some teams will have had 10 games postponed or canceled by the end of this week, and it could be May before teams in northern Wisconsin are finally able to get underway again. While there isn't a whole lot to report in spring sports, there continues to be off-season news in many of the other sports. It's a busy time for football recruiting, as dozens of players are taking junior day visits and fielding interest from college programs. A couple 2019 players received their first D1 offers. Madison Memorial linebacker Jeremiah Jordans came in from South Dakota State, while Southern Door linebacker Derek LeCaptain received his first Division I scholarship offer from South Dakota. Slinger offensive lineman Ben Hoytink had a number of scholarship offers on the table, but has chosen to commit to Ivy League program Penn. The coaching carousel continues to spin. Shiocton football coach Dino Heinemeier retired with a 132-63 record, including a state title in 2013. Several more girls hoops coaches have called it quits recently as well. Whitewater's Judy Harms led the Whippets to a 2015 state title, but has announced her retirement. Paul Darling guided Waukesha South to a pair of state runner-up finishes and has stepped aside as well. This has been a WISPSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISPSports.net.